Well, after creating the heavens and the earth, God created Adam and Eve. And the first thing he said to them was, don't. Adam said, don't what? God said, do not eat the forbidden fruit. And Adam said, forbidden fruit? We've got forbidden fruit? Hey, Eve, we've got forbidden fruit. No way, yes way. God commanded, do not eat the forbidden fruit. Adam said, why not? God said, because I'm your father and I told you so. So a few minutes go by, and what happens? God sees Adam and Eve taking an apple break. And God is angry and he says, didn't I tell you not to eat the fruit? Uh-huh, Adam says. And God says, then why did you do it? I don't know, Eve says. Adam says, well, you know, she started it. Did not, did too, did not. And so then God decided on the punishment he was going to give Adam and Eve. They were to have children of their own. That's a true story, by the way. And so our scriptures today talk about a man who had children of his own, two sons. And our scriptures also lead us to deal with Adam and Eve. And so in our gospel today, Jesus tells this story about a man who says to one of his sons, my boy, go and work in the vineyard today. And his son's response is, I will not go. Why does he refuse to go? Well, obviously, because he's got better things to do in the pursuit of his own selfish interests. But later, we hear, he thinks better of it and decides to pursue his father's interests. And this progression from self to others, from pursuing our own interests to those of others, is what Jesus calls making our way into the kingdom of God. And in our second reading, St. Paul likewise urges us that with humility of mind, we give preference to others. And then St. Paul gives us the words of what was probably an early Christian hymn. And that's what leads us to Adam and Eve. In the story of the fall, which describes the original sin, the snake tempts Adam and Eve with the promise, you will be like gods. That's the promise he gives them. That's the temptation. And ever since then, that has continued to be the original sin, the worship of ourselves. And the lie of the snake is the suggestion that if we get to do what we want to do and pursue our own interests only, we will be like gods because we'll be in control. But the irony of that is that pursuing only our own interests leads us nowhere because we are not, in fact, gods, but mere mortals, and we die. So if we pursue our own interests, we are worshiping and serving something that will die and end. And I think perhaps that's what St. Paul means when he says elsewhere in the letter to the Romans that through this sin of Adam, death entered the world. Now, this hymn that Paul sings in our second reading is about the new Adam, Christ, who does the exact opposite of what the first Adam did with the exact opposite results. Adam, who was not content to be made in the image and likeness of God, grasps equality with God and falls. Jesus, who in fact was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped. And instead of making himself more than what he was, like Adam tried to do, Jesus, the new Adam, makes himself less than what he is and empties himself. Humbling himself by becoming in every way like a human being, like Adam is, Jesus became humbler yet, Paul sings. You see, even though we are mere mortals, we act selfishly as if we were gods. But Jesus was humbler than even the human being that Adam and we are. Because Jesus became a slave to our welfare, even to the point of the ultimate act of dying to his own interests by dying for our salvation on the cross. And thus, he was revealed as the true God. Unlike Adam who fell, Jesus was exalted and given the divine name Lord. In other words, this is what a God looks like. And so let's hear again part of what St. Paul says in our second reading. He says, nothing is to be done out of jealousy or vanity. Jealousy and vanity, those are two of the many priests that burn incense to the God of self. Instead, Paul says, out of humility of mind, everyone should give preference to others, everyone pursuing not selfish interests, but those of others. In other words, he says, make your own the mind of Christ Jesus. See, having the mind of Christ Jesus makes us fully human as Jesus is, while at the same time giving us the image and likeness of God, who is Jesus. Now, in our gospel today, Jesus mentions John the Baptist. And he says, he's the one who showed us the way of uprightness. John the Baptist spoke of a process, a journey, much like the first son in Jesus' parable exemplified. That journey from pursuing one's own interests to those of others. John spoke of that when he said, I must decrease and Jesus must increase. And that is how we make our way, step by step, more and more, into the kingdom of God. I must decrease, and he must increase. Amen. Amen.